So, in preparation for the channel, please just take a breath. Just a breath. Nice one that just settles you. Let your body soften in your chair. Just relax around your neck. Take another breath. And give yourself this moment to just gather into yourself. And bring your awareness from your thoughts into your body. And let your breath just take you there, one inhale and one exhale at a time. And as you find your way into your body, come down towards your heart center, just the area in the middle of your chest. Breathing in, breathing out, saying hello to your friend in your chest. And feeling the energy that your breath and your awareness brings to your heart. And maybe you'll feel that little internal, yes, we are here. We are here together. And along with that, yes, that validation of you, expand that to feel the love that lives inside of that place we call the heart, that's connected to your consciousness, connected to the oneness that you have with the great divine source, the all that is, the at-one-ment that you can feel when you are in that place in you. And spirit is touching your heart, touching your consciousness. And you feel the love, the understanding, you feel being cherished. Take another breath. And let that place of feeling cherished surround you like a beautiful light cocoon. And know that this is who you are. Not even what you deserve, but who you are. A cherished being of love and light here on the planet. To bring forth more of that through your own heart, through your own being, and through the wisdom and the messages of those around you who are also channels of love and light.
So it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your energy, your love, your light, your brightness, your radiant glow. For those of you who we have not met, we are at Rhonda. And we bring with us an entire council of beings. As our dear Lee says, we also want to go on record to let you know that we came to our vessel Marilyn from the outside. In the beginning, she did not know who Lee Carroll was, if you can imagine such a thing. She did not know who Kryon was, and she did not believe in channeling until we showed up on the scene. And one of our very first transmissions in 1999 was to Google, it was brand new then in 98, was to Google Indigo Children by Carroll. And our vessel Marilyn did not even know that he or the book existed. So understand that you each are predictions of the future as well. You each are holding that energy of wondrousness within you. You each are moving forward. And it is our job to help you understand that you are held in total and complete unconditional love. Take a deep breath. We ask our vessel Marilyn to draw some words of wisdom from the mastery deck from Kryon, since we are indeed related there. And of course, she drew one card and thought, well, that is not, they know this. And she drew another, and it was the same. And she drew another, and it was the same. So she surrendered. She is a little stubborn sometimes. Are you? Well, this one's for you. Exist and love God. My goal, breathe this in, dearest. My goal and life purpose is simply to exist and love God. The love of God creates passion and purpose within my life. Now understand that in that energy, if you have a difficult time with the word God, get over it. Because that is you. You are the source of all that is. And you are a source of all that is not. You are the God that is within you. For that energy, you can call that energy source or spirit or the mystery, or we don't care. Call it Barbara. It is all the same. You understand what we say. Because we are here to help you understand and realize who you are. There is no discrepancy any longer. And of course, our vessel Marilyn, being the wonderfully enlightened, stubborn individual, she said, well, let me just draw one more card, just in case. It is blank. For you see, you are all things. All things. You are the creator of your world. You are the essence of this planet. You are the understatement and the understanding and the glorious magnification of every thought, every idea, every inkling that ever passed through your heart. And it is wondrous that now science is proving that. So what is passing through your heart? How wondrous you are. We hope so. If not, we'll keep coming back, just to tell you. Huh? For you see, that radiant energy around your life force, in your heart center, that creates every aspect of you. We recently had a gathering on a sacred lake in Arkansas, of all places. And one person had drama going on in her life. This person was upset, and that person was creating an energy. This person was creating an illness in her heart. This person was creating that. And she kept saying this person and that person. And yet every time she pointed, she had three fingers pointing back at herself. And that is the key. We know sometimes it is difficult to understand that you are indeed 100% responsible for absolutely everything that happens in your life. We know sometimes you say, ah, rats, I don't like that part. Too bad. Now, when you create that essence of drama in your life, it is there for you to learn, grow, and experience. It is there for you to accommodate that energy. It is there for you to acknowledge that information and say, what is this message? When did I feel like this before? What is the real issue? Because the issue is never the issue. There's a real issue. And every time you think to yourself, oh, I know that. I know that answer. I don't have to pay attention to this issue. I know that. Then you really don't know. Because you need to look deeper. You each are the way showers of humanity. Do you know that? Someone shook their head. Well, you are the way shower of humanity. Now you know. You are creating the new vibration of humanity. That is why we are here for you. It is time, dearest, that you know that your purpose is to simply be, to exist. And because of that radiance in your heart, that existence expands so everything around you feels that essence of God within you. Or Barbara. Either one. Trust yourself, dearest. We love you so much. We came all this way just for you. We honor you. As soon as you trust yourself, you will indeed know how to live. Namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's a really profound message, is it not, that you just heard? And I want to enhance it even further, but I want it to be this group. There are so many who would ask the process of channeling, it's who's really talking? If you could suspend just for a moment in this room all of the ideas of what you believe is happening now, all the ideas that you've been told by those around you, by your parents, by the authorities, by the teachers, if you could suspend all of that into a soup of unknown, and just for a moment, be without any knowledge that you've been given. And be ready instead to accept that which is spiritual common sense, and that which intuitively you feel, instead of that which you've been told you should. If you could do that for a moment, I'll tell you what would happen. You wouldn't ask who's talking. There would be a sudden alliance. You could know the words before I speak them. You'd know that inside each one of you there is a glowing metaphysical, metaphorical ball of energy called your soul. Without bounds, it is. Without a place, really, it is, and yet it resides in you. Your soul also resides out of you, and we have said that before. It's enormous. It's got your name on it. Remember, I don't want you to remember. I don't want you to remember anything you've been told. Right now, the playing field is blank with no energy at all. What do you feel? Is the possibility that you were born on purpose and that residing in you in some mysterious way is the beauty of the creator of everything. And what happens in this is a oneness that goes way beyond the room or you or the land you live in. It's a oneness with the air you breathe, which is also from the Creator. And if you could suspend all of the things for just a moment that you've been told, this is the way it works, this is what to expect, here's what's next. If you suspend that, I would like to tell you something. You can start building a truth that goes beyond anything anyone has ever told you. And you can call it, your name goes here, truth. Because it's the truth of you. And you start asking questions, and if you want to metaphysically, metaphorically muscle test them, do it. Am I here on purpose? Yes. Does the creator of the universe know me? Yes. Is it possible that when I die as a human being, that beautiful part of me goes back to the creative source? Yes. Therefore, say it. It makes you eternal. It makes you not a human. The human is simply the vessel that is being used right now. It's in the mirror every day. But the real you is magnificent and is loved, loved by God. God is the name you made up. Human being, you made it up. If you don't like the name, make up something else so that you like it. The eternal light, the great central sun, spirit, the creator of all things. Give it a name. It's you. And what this actually will do, if you can simply suspend all of the chatter of who you're supposed to be, what this does is enable you and empower you to solve the things you came in with. Now we get personal. I know who's here. I know who's here because the God in you and the God in me are the same. You're entangled with everyone here. And without even knowing that which is the problem you walked in with, I can say it's solvable. More than solvable. When you start changing the chemistry of your belief, your body responds. We're going to talk more about that tonight. In fact, I'm going to give you the title of tonight's message. My partner, don't be shocked, because he has no idea. And the title is, Who Do You Think You Are? Now, my partner will worry about it all day. And that's his issue. Dear ones, what I'm telling you, you really don't know. You really don't. You think you do. Yes, I've been told I have a piece of God inside. Thank you. What's for lunch? The profundity of what you have from the Creator inside you is lost on most. And when you start understanding that the fire of creation, of life itself, resides in you, you realize that all things that would straighten out your life are there already in the field. It's a matter of selecting them with a human consciousness that starts to be tuned to this truth. There are those who say, well, I have an alliance to a prophet that I'm very fond of. And I ask you this, does the prophet feature love? And you say, yes, the prophet features love. And I said, then stay with it. Because that is the key. The prophet will eventually tell you that you're God. The prophet will eventually tell you that your sons have gone. There's nothing wrong with the following of those who give messages as long as they are the truth of love. But you're not compelled, dear ones, to go in any direction except one. Sit there without a bias and accept what is coming in love. How many of you are brave enough to say, I have no idea what I'm going to do about this or that or this or that? But I have peace in my heart for the first time because I know what's coming. Solution, healing, peace. There are those in this room who cannot stop the chatter. I know who's here. And that chatter is something you will say, well, I was born with it, or it's always been there, or I worry about this and I worry about that. Are you listening, my partner? And the chatter is you, dear ones. There are those that say, how can I stop the chatter? And the answer is by stopping the chatter. There's a button in your brain labeled chatter, and you push it all the time. And as strange and odd and humorous as it sounds, this is the bias that you've been taught. Taught these things by your parents, by society, by those you trust. This is a shift of everything. It's a shift of you. It's a shift of paradigms. In this planet right now, there are so many awakening to the idea that you don't have to have a certain way. What has happened even in the last 2 or 3 months regarding leaders on the planet who have had a shift, of others who've had a shift? You start to see it on your news, dear ones. Not to repeat necessarily the channel we've given before, but the news will tell you, well, it can't be true, it's temporary, or there's something else because of the chatter. And the chatter that says that nothing can be good, it'll always return to something poor. And expect drama. That's the chatter. Will someday start to reduce. When human beings tune in and expect good things and not bad. When the very word drama means something else. Let me ask you something. When 33 miners came out of the ground in 2010, was there drama? And the answer was yes. And it was all over their faces and they cried. And they hugged one another and they said, this is impossible. This never could have happened. And the relatives were on their knees. That's a drama, dear ones, that different than before. It's a drama of rejoicing, of human emotions in a state of euphoria because good things happen. Can you imagine yourself in a state of euphoria? With tears running down your cheeks because good things have happened to you. And if you can, that's the first step. That's the first step. Knowing that you're here on purpose, that you deserve good things, and that there's a way out of the darkness. This is the message that Christ has always given in so many different ways. But for you and for this group and for today, it's practical, it's pertinent, it's real. Now I say what I always say. The message is winding down, so you don't have to suspend your belief anymore. You can go right back and put all the chatter back. Everything that everybody told you you should or should not do can come right back if you want it. So your free choice. Wouldn't it be nice to be your own person to the degree that People don't see you as obstinate or stubborn. They see you as loving. You're your own person in integrity and love. You know what you want. And it has results. And I will tell you, the people who may criticize you today because of what you say in this way will be on your doorstep later asking you how you did it. That's the truth. You have an avenue to peace and solution, lack of drama and health. And that avenue points right back to the source of all that is, which lives in you. And so it is.